The mouse roars loudly at the hesitant, tumbling hawk, whose expression of fright mirrors the wildcat's squawk. For times are swiftly changing and those tormentors will live in fear, as final days for them are coming, when the mouse will reappear. For the mouse was hunted down, put away, for having thoughts in haste, imagining their bodies, roasting in the flames, dripping oil as they basted. And who would sooner burn all those around, than make friends to share some joy? So quietly, this mouse now waits, for when no more will they annoy. He sees their houses fall, sucked out to sea, as does a wooded cork, and when he stood by the broken cliff, to see the nest of that wicked hawk, tumble and fracture, with the flailing creature thrown out to sea, it gave him joy, and welcome peace. Though he was no longer free. In the mind of poor Jack, are these thoughts that he does keep, all the day, and all night thinking, while the rest of us sleep. Hiding underneath the blanket, with a bloodied sword and gun, not knowing when to rise and fight, not knowing where to run. For the hawk is his mother. The wildcat traitors were his friends, and in his bed within his cell, he rides the sea, of false pretense. Seeing bodies, abandoned, trudge past his cell, with minds racked with mental pain, the mouse cries out, "For this is real, to keep me here is quite insane."